Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Yet another black officer later told me he had been confronted by insurrectionists in the Capitol who told him, "Put your gun down and we'll show you what kind of nigger you really are."
In gripping testimony, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn recounted how a group of Trump supporters breached the Capitol, attacking law enforcement and yelling racial epithets at him and other black officers. Dunn said the rioters were encouraged by then-President Donald Trump's false claims of election fraud and described the mob as a hitman hired to kill someone. He asked the House Select Committee investigating the event to get to the bottom of the insurrection. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney was commended by officers for testifying despite backlash from her party for sitting in on the panel.
The American people deserve the full and open testimony of every person with knowledge of the planning and preparation for January 6th.
Cheney and Congressman Adam Kinzinger were the only two Republicans on the nine-member panel.
CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is reversing course and now urging vaccinated people to resume wearing masks indoors and in places with high COVID transmission rates. The updated guidance comes as the Delta variant is expected to continue to surge this fall. Walensky said the CDC also has issued new guidance for parents and teachers.
Everyone in K-12 schools wear a mask indoors.
The Biden administration may require federal workers to get the coronavirus shots after the VA announced it will require its frontline healthcare workers to be vaccinated. A man accused of killing 8 women, mostly of Asian descent, at Atlanta area massage businesses pleaded guilty to murder Tuesday in 4 of the killings. 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long was handed 4 sentences of life without parole. Long still faces the death penalty in the 4 other killings. And as the world zeroes in on the Tokyo Olympics, one of its superstars, Simone Biles, announced her withdrawal from the women's gymnastics final to do some self-care.
I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal.
Biles drew inspiration from Japan's own tennis champion, Naomi Osaka, who talks openly about her own mental struggles. The other members of the U.S. women's team will continue on to the all-around finals on Thursday. I'm Tramell Gomes for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.